NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Forbes. Americans spent less money than expected at U.S. shopping centers on Black Friday. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says consumers spent about $6.6 billion up until 9 p.m. Eastern Time, which is about $2 billion less than expected. But it's still better than last year. MasterCard says Black Friday retail sales were up nearly 30% over last year by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Many shoppers opted to buy online and pick up their holiday merchandise curbside. The U.S. is implementing travel restrictions for non-citizens amid the spread of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Lisa Taylor has more.
Starting Monday, travel will be restricted from South Africa and 7 other countries due to the heavily mutated strain that includes Botswana, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. Reports say Chief Medical Advisor to the White House, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has briefed President Biden on the new variant. This comes just weeks after pandemic-related travel restrictions were lifted for visitors to the U.S. from about 30 countries. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Congress is facing a government funding deadline when it returns to work next week. Matt Mattinson explains.
The government runs out of money on December 3rd. Another short-term funding extension could happen as Democrats try to get something passed using their small majorities in the House and Senate. Congress is looking at other deadlines, which include raising the nation's debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said last week she believes the debt limit will be reached on December 15th. I'm Matt Mattinson.
And Amazon workers were protesting in New York City and around the world on Black Friday. A march down Fifth Avenue was scheduled to start outside of the apartment of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. The workers are calling for increased wages, better living conditions, and more social responsibility from the tech giant. Protests were reportedly planned in 20 different countries. That's the very latest. I'm Jim Forbes.